The Replacements, hereafter referred to as the Mats, first came onto the music scene in 1981. The band members were lead singer Paul Westerberg, Tommy Stinson, bass guitarist, Bob Stinson, lead guitarist, and Chris Mars was the drummer. Their first album, 1981's Sorry Ma, I Forgot to Take Out the Trash, was your basic hardcore punk thrash, but only on the surface. Songwriter and lead singer Paul Westerberg was already beginning to show off his musical talent with undertones of irony and intelligence all wrapped up in that masterful noise.
We were really loud and we didn't know how to play, and a lot of people misconstrued that for being a punk band. Take the lazy man's route, where we say we'd get a good producer, it's going to make us a great record, we're going to sit back and watch it happen.
Their next two albums, Stink and Hootenanny, would be released over the next 2 years, 1982 and 1983. They were on a roll, and they were beginning to clean up the rawness of their sound. Without losing their manic energy, they began their journey of branching out into ballads and pop. The Mats would finally arrive with their Let It Be album. Up to this point, the Mats had been releasing albums on a small label called Twin Tone, but the success of Let It Be in 1984 would lead them to signing with a major label, Sire. After signing with Sire, the Mats released Tim in 1985. The band members seemed to be conflicted about whether to turn toward mainstream commercial success or staying with their original ideas. During a January night in 1986 on Saturday Night Live to promote their album, the Mats showed up intoxicated and behaved obnoxiously. Lead singer Paul Westerberg used unacceptable language and became criticized by Lorne Michaels, then producer of Saturday Night Live.
Got to be a little uglier, not personality-wise, but we took what we were, our reputation, and we lived it, we flaunted it. Rather than just being four kind of like wild guys, we became four caricatures of wild guys, and it was a little dangerous.
After going out on tour for Tim, Bob Stinson left the Mats. His departure from the band left questions for the loyal fans, but the consensus was that he was fired due to drug and alcohol abuse. Some say he was the scapegoat for all the Mats' destructiveness and drug and alcohol abuse. However, it didn't matter. Paul Westerberg took up the slack by taking on the guitar chores for the next album, Please to Meet Me, which would be released in 1986. For the tour, Slim Dunlap, a guitarist from Minneapolis, was asked to join the group. Luckily, the Mats didn't lose their loved sound, and they would produce some of the best work to date.
High above the busy little one-way, In my stupid hat and gloves at night, I lie awake, wondering if I'll sleep. Wondering if we'll meet out in the street.
It didn't matter that Tim and Please to Meet Me contained some of their best, most critically acclaimed work that the Mats had ever produced. The Mats still didn't break through with the kind of commercial success that they or their label had hoped for. Their next album, Don't Tell a Soul, which was released in 1989, was possibly the answer to the problem. The new sound, often referred to as glossy and overproduced, won many new converts. But it also left several longtime fans wondering what was going on and asking what direction the Mats were going.
I met Paul Westerberg and Tommy Stinson of the Replacements in New York City. They were there to promote their latest album for Sire Records called Don't Tell a Soul. Musician Magazine had just heralded them as the last best band of the 80s. And the music supports that claim. It's powerful, original rock and roll. And that, together with the press attention the record's receiving, should mean that it's been worth the wait for the Replacements.
1981.
Don't Tell a Soul would be the last album that the entire band played on together as the Mats. By 1990, lead singer Paul Westerberg had decided to go out on his own. Sire had a different plan, and All Shook Down was released as a Mats album, even though many different musicians were used in the recording studio. When it came time to hit the road for the Mats' final tour, drummer Chris Mars was already gone.
Quit the band shortly before the tour started. Mm-hmm. Why did he quit, and who did you have to replace him?
I'll let my esteemed colleague take that one.
He just, it hadn't been working all that harmoniously over the last couple of years, and no one ever really said anything. He just kind of decided he didn't want to be a part of that anymore. And he quit, and we helped him.
The last performance for the Mats was on July 4th, 1991, at an outdoor festival in Chicago's Grand Park. In reality, the Replacements' sole secret was their glaring lack of one. Their agenda wasn't so much a smokescreen as a bank screen. Replacement story may never be over, judging by all the current interest in the group. Their influence far exceeds their actual record sales. So, here's to the Replacements, individually or collectively. Things just wouldn't have been the same without them.
To a rock and roll.